சதாசிவசமாரம்பா சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சாப்டர் 15 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 14.
அஹம் வைஷ்வானரோ பூத்வாம் ப்ராணினாம் தேஹமாஶ்ரிதஹம் ப்ராணாபானசமாயுக்தஹம் பச்சாம்யன்னம் சதுர்விதம்
Lord Krishna revealing his presence in Vyashti and Samashtina. In the individual body also I am available, as well as I am available in the sun, in the moon and the fire, in the Adhidaivam also I am always present. Not only that, upon this earth all these oshadhis, that oshadhi means trees, plant kingdom, which is the cause for the survival of all the beings. How the beings are getting food is because of me only. And after eating that food also, because of me only, all the beings are also surviving. How they are surviving? I am there in the form of Agni. Having said, I am there in the sun, moon, and I am there in the fire also. This is about Adhi Daivam. This shloka, 14th shloka, is a very unique shloka, that which combines Adhi Daivam and Adhyatmam. Adhi Daivam, Agni principle, that is available in the form of Jatharagni, in the human body or any being for that matter, as a digestive power, digestive fire. I am alone digesting the food, that which is consumed, in the form of fire principle. That's what he says here in this 14th shloka. How I digest the food in the beings, praninam deham ashritaha. Residing in the beings, praninam means in the beings. Beings of what? Deham, in their body. Ashritaha means residing in their bodies. Praninam deham ashritaha. And as a Vaishvanaraha Bhutva, in the form of Vaishvanara Agni. Vaishvanaraha means Jathara Agni, digestive juice we call, but digestive fire it is. We don't like to say digestive fire, we call it as digestive juice. A juice is that which is ready to digest the food. So, digestive fire, Vaishvanaraha Bhutva. Aham Vaishvanaraha Bhutva. Having become the Vaishvanara Agni, in the bodies of all beings, what I do, what is my job? I don't sit idle, but I do a very, very important job. Prana apana samayuktaha chaturvidham annam pachami. Residing in their body as fire juice, I digest the food that which is consumed in the fourfold ways. Chaturvidham means here fourfold food in artha. We consume, the consumption of the food is in four types. There is no fifth variety, only four types of consumption. I digest the food, chaturvidham annam. Anna means any type of food. Here anna means not only rice. You can take whatever food you consume, that food is called annam here. Chaturvidham annam. Aham pachami. Pachami means I digest. Pachami, I digest. Aham pachami, I digest that fourfold food. How I digest? In the form of prana apana samayuktaha. I digest the food supported by, I take the support of prana apana. Prana means exhalation, apana means inhalation. Here, adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. Pranaha means exhalation. Pratyak gamanavan pranaha. That air goes outside. Exhalation. Pranaha. Apanaha means that air goes inwards, downwards, is called apanaha. This exhalation and inhalation, they support this Vaishvanara Agni. So, I am in the form of Vaishvanara Agni. I take the support of this called fanning. Fanning, the fire always become huge when you fan it. Like that, our air, inhalation and exhalation are like a fire, like a fanning the fire. Prana apana is like a fanning to the Vaishvanara Agni. When you fan the fire, it become huge fire. What the function of that fire? It digests the food. Just as you cook the food, keep that flame, burner, and high, low, and all you keep. Like that, here also, the samayuktaha. Samayuktaha means, I distribute the food equally. So, samayuktaha, along with or supported by. Here samayuktaha means not samana prana, but with the support of an artham. Samayuktaha means along with, by the support of. Prana pana samayuktaha, that samana prana is activated. By this prana and apana fanning, they help to another prana, is called samana prana. We have five pranas in the body. In a different context we were seeing in the previous classes also. Prana 1, apana number 2, then vyana number 3, circulatory system. Samana means a digestive system. That prana which helps for the digestion of the food, that which converts all dhatus. Once you eat the food, once it is digested, all dhatus will help the body to take the food in different forms. flesh, blood, bone, and bone marrow. All these are able to nourish because of this samana prana, providing the food equally. How samana prana is active, helpful, because of prana and apana. So prana apana will help to the samana prana to digest the food, and digested food is distributed in what form? Carbohydrates, nutrients. It distributes the food to all over the body equally. There is no partiality. Right side, left side, top to the head, bottom up to the toe, it has to send the energy equally. Adikada adi samana pranam ani peru. So to remind that, he is using the samayuktaha. So I digest the food, all food. What food? Chaturvidham annam. What is that chaturvidham? Shankaracharya writes, first type of consumption is bhojyam. Bhojyam, jakara and yakara, jyam, bhojyam, bho, jyam, bhojyam. Second type of consumption is bhakshyam. Second type of consumption is bhakshyam. Third type of consumption of food is choshyam. C-H-O-S-H-Y-A-M. Choshyam. Choshyam. Bhakshyam is B-H-A-Y-A-M. Bhakshyam. B-A-K-S-H-A. Bhakshyam. B-A-K-S-H-Y-A-M. Bhakshyam, choshyam. Fourth type of consumption is lehyam. Lehyam. What do you mean by bhojyam, bhakshyam, choshyam, lehyam? Bhojyam is that which you take in the liquid form. Juice, patum yogyam, peyam, that which is drinkable is called bhojyam. Milk, even water, milk, any juice, any liquid is called bhojyam, first type of consumption. Any peya padartha, peya na patum yogam, that which is drinkable, is called peyam. That peyam is drinkable. Peya means drink in artha. Drink any liquid food. That is called bhojyam. Bhakshya means any eaten food by biting, by masticating. You consume the food by eating, by masticating. You eat the food by masticating. Therefore, eat liquids, drink solids. You have to eat by mastication, full masticate panana. You have to do that. That is called charvanam manchulva. In Sanskrit, mastication is called charvanam. You have to masticate the food, charvanam. By cutting and biting, it is called bhakshyam. That's why all bhakshyam you don't drink, no? Whatever you prepare bhaksham, kadichi kadichi saapudnum, illaya? The mastication anna kadichi kadichi saapudadina. The sound also comes and other people also look at you. That is called bhaksham. Then choshyam means third variety is that you consume, it is to be sucked like mango juice. You have to suck, you create a vacuum and suck the juice through straw. You take, it is called choshyam. Mango juice especially, and some fruits you have to suck, and you create air, and you create the air vacuum and you suck. That's called choshyam. உறிஞ்சு சாப்பிட்றதுன்னு சொல்லுவாங்கல்ல, உறிஞ்சு சாப்பிட்ற தெலுங்குல ஜுர்ரு கொண்டுட்டான்னு சொல்லுவான். ஜுர்ரு கொண்டுட்டான்னா இந்த சவுண்ட், லாட் ஆஃப் சவுண்ட் கம்ஸ். தட் டு ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்கலி இன் இண்டியா ஓன்லி ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபோர் வெரைட்டிஸ், நாட் இன் அதர் கண்ட்ரீஸ். அதர் கண்ட்ரீஸ் ஓன்லி தே ஹாவ் லிக்விட்ஸ் அண்ட் பக்ஷம் அண்ட் போஜ்யம். வி ஓன்லி நோ இன் ஈட்டிங் வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பர்ட்ஸ். ஓகே, லாஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் லேஹ்யம். லேஹ்யம் மீன்ஸ் லைக் செவன பிராசா, ஹனி, எக்ஸெட்ரா. வாட் யூ டூ, புட் ஆன் யுவர் டங் அண்ட் யூ லிக். நான் லிக்கிங் அண்ட் கன்சியூமிங், லிக்கிங் லிஹ் லேஹ்யம். அதுக்கு தான் லேஹ்யம் எப்படி வந்ததுன்னா லிக் அண்ட் தாத்துலேருந்து வந்தது. பசி வரக்கூடாது இப்போ, அதுதான். ஓகே, லேஹ்யம். So these are the four types of food. With this, Lord Krishna has concluded this shloka. Now we go to the next shloka. And what are the corollaries? Some important points. This shloka can be taken as, that is 14th shloka, as a prayer verse. Before food, all of you chant this whole chapter at least, or at least one shloka. At least one chapter, na, daily we have to chant 18 chapters, really speaking. At least one chapter, 15th chapter you have to chant. Or at least this shloka, 14th shloka. Therefore, this eating is also comes under Agnihotra ritual. It comes under Agnihotra ritual. This pranayama practice helps us to develop appetite. Good appetite comes if you do pranayama. Nalla pasi varum. This practice, pranayama practice. Yena prana apana samayuktaha. That is the connection, pranayama. Then another corollary, one shloka is there, but Ayurveda, they say, Ratrau dadhyannam bhuktischa ayukshinam dine dine. If you eat curd rice in the night, the ayush will be reduced. Your lifespan will be reduced in Ayurveda, according to Ayurveda. Ratrau, ratrau means ratri. In the night, dadhyannam, curd rice, bhuktischa, if you eat, ayukshinam, dine dine, slowly, slowly, every day, day by day, your ayush will be reduced. So what, then, don't eat curds in the night, ratrau kshiranam bhuktischa, if you eat milk rice, pal sadam. If you eat milk rice in the night, ayur vriddhihi dine dine, your lifespan will increase. Ayur vriddhihi. Nowadays, everybody is having a phobia. Now, the white padarthame saapda koodada, paale saapda koodada. They are all talking now. But according to Ayurveda, milk is good, in the night especially. You should not say, these are only four varieties I said. Chatur vidham annam pachami, Lord Krishna says. Why can't there be a fifth variety of consumption? Like intravenous. No? Through intravenous also they give food. No? We should not take that. That is in emergency case. Emergency case we should not take. Intravenous when they give? Only in emergency time. No? So therefore, you can take this much alone. Next shloka, we will read. In Brihadaranyaka, quoting I have given or not, I have given in the last class. Brihadaranyaka is the pramanam for this. Ayam agnirvai, agnirvaishvanaraha, யஹா அயம் அந்த புருஷே ஏனேதம் அன்னம் பச்சதே. இன் வைஸ்வானர பிராமணம் எதிதம் அத்யதே தஸ்யைஷ கோஷஹா பவதி. வாட் எவர் யூ டேக் த ஃபுட் பிஃபோர் ஈட்டிங் ஆல்சோ கர்வுர் கர்வுர் சப்தம் வரும், யூ ஆர் ஹங்க்ரி அண்ட் சவுண்ட் அது, அண்ட் தட் சவுண்ட் வில் பி எப்பீஸ்னா எப்பீசிங் த ஹங்கர்னா ஹவு இட் கேன் பி பேசிஃபைட் அண்ணா ஓன்லி பை கன்சூமிங் த ஃபுட். You consume the food. The gosha comes inside. That gosha will be subsided only by eating the food. Oru nimmadi saapnadhukku appuram eppadi irukum aanandama irukum. Okay, this is the shruti pramanam is there. Lord Krishna borrowed everything from Upanishad only. Upanishadsu ani varum adukada. Every shloka is from Upanishad only. Even next shloka also, Lord Krishna has borrowed each shloka. Next shloka we will read. Now, with this, Lord Krishna is going to complete, by the 15th shloka, he is going to complete that Sarva Brahma Atma Bhava. Sarva Brahma Bhava or Sarvatma Bhava, we can say. Sarva Brahma Bhava or Sarvatma Bhava, he is concluding with this 15th shloka. In Vyashti and Samashti, I am alone there. He is concluding. He is winding up that idea. I am only there. How? We will read the shloka.
சர்வஸ்ய சாஹம் ஹ்ருதி சந்நிவிஷ்டஹ மத்த ஸ்மிருதிர் ஞானமபோஹனஞ்ச வேதைஶ்ச சர்வைரஹமேவ வேத்யஹ வேதாந்த க்ருத் வேத விதேவ சாஹம்
பிரம்மணா சர்வாத்மகத்வம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ லைன்ஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் நிர்குண பிரம்மன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ லைன்ஸ் ஆர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் நிர்குண பிரம்மன். Third and fourth line, two lines are talking about Saguna Ishvara or Saguna Brahman. So we have to read the first fourth line. Fourth and third line we will read first. We'll see. Then we go to the first and second line. This mantra based on பிரம்மைவேதம் அமிர்தம் புரஸ்தாத் பிரம்ம பச்சாத் பிரம்ம தட்சிணதஹ உத்தரேண. தட் மந்த்ரா அலோன் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸிங் இன் திஸ் ஃபார்ம். வேதைஹி சர்வைஹி அகமேவ வேத்யஹா. நம்பர் ஒன், அஹம் வேதாந்த கிருத் அஹம் வேதவித். லாஸ்ட்ல சாஹம் இஸ் தேர், ச பிளஸ் அஹம். ஸோ தட் அஹம் யூ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் ஃபஸ்ட். அஹம் சர்வைவி வேதைஹீன் இன் த மிடில் தேர்ட் லைன் ஆல்சோ தெர் இஸ் அஹம். சர்வைரஹமேவ தட் அஹம் யூ கேன் டேக் ஃபார் தேர்ட் லைன். அஹம் வேத்யஹான் I am that Paramatma is to be known. Vedyaha means to be known. I am alone or I alone am to be known. I am the subject matter of the scriptures. I am the subject. Aham means Paramatma. I, the Paramatma, am the subject matter of the scriptures. Entire Shastra. How I can be known? Sarvaihi Vedaihi. Through all scriptures, you have to know what is that you are knowing is nothing but me alone, Arjuna. Aham sarvaihi vedaihi vedyaha evanar. Through all the Vedas, vedaihi means through all the Vedas. Through all the Vedas, we are not studying Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Dharmana Veda, we are not carrying, we should not get doubt. What we are studying Bhagavad Gita is Upanishad Saram. Upanishad Saram is nothing but either it belongs to Rig Veda or Sama Veda or Atharvana Veda or Yajur Veda. So therefore, what we are attending class in a Veda class only we are attending. Which class you are going and I am going to Bhagavad Gita class, you can say, or you can say, I am going to Veda class. Veda class, in which Veda you are studying? I am studying four Vedas, you can say. Boldly you can say. Taikame venda. Gitasu Upanishatsu Bhagavan said. Gita is Upanishat Saram. Upanishat is nothing but Veda. Clear. So therefore, we are studying Veda to know that Paramatma who is Vedyaha, that which is to be known. Vedas have come here only for one purpose, to help the humanity to know that Paramatma, to help the humanity to know that Paramatma who is the cause of this creation. Vedya Vastu is Paramatma. Ahameva Vedyahana. You cannot know me by any other means other than Gita and Upanishad. See, whenever teacher says, we never rely upon teacher. What Bhagavan says? Sarvaihi vedaihi aham eva vedyaha. Through the scriptures, I alone am to be known. You cannot know by any other way other than scriptural study. You cannot know Paramatma, the real nature of God, by any other means other than attending the class. Puriyaliyan. Puriyum, you go on studying, you can, what we have understood first time. We have not understood chemistry, we have not understood physics, we have not understood mathematics, any in the first class we have not understood. Same way Bhagavad Gita Upanishads also, we should not come to conclusion, I cannot understand Upanishad. I cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. We should not decide that way. No? I have to understand. I have to attend the class. Let me try. Put an effort. I will understand. If you understand or not, first you get Punyam. Punyam varo. Slowly you will get that what? Understanding. I am little understanding the subject. Up you will get it. Many people are afraid of studying Shastra. In Adela Sanskrit, first they ask this question to attend Bhagavad Gita class. I don't know Sanskrit. How can I attend the Bhagavad Gita class? Therefore, what? That's why I am not coming to the class. In 14, how many Indian languages are there? So many languages Bhagavad Gita is available. Many teachers are talking in many languages. They have their own mother tongue. They are teaching in English, Hindi, so many languages they are teaching. We have to put an effort. That's all. We should not say, I cannot understand. I don't know Sanskrit language. These are all not their proper reasons to escape. No? So if they know this word, sarvaihi vedaihi ahameva vedyahana. What for I am studying the Gita Upanishad? To know the real nature of Paramatma. What am I going to get if I know Him? You are knowing Him as yourself. That is the benefit. Not only that, Aham Vedanta Krit. I am the first teacher. Vedanta Krit means I am the Guru, Adi Guru. To teach this Vedic teaching. Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam. I am the first Guru, Adi Guru, Sadashiva Samarambham. Then Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam. If na, if it vertical and Narayanam Padmabhuvam. I am horizontal and Sadashiva Samarambham. Inna horizontal vertical and your Nama, what way you keep. So Narayanam Padmabhum. That means Aham Vedanta Krit Ishwaraha Sampradaya Krit Nartham. Brahma Devanam Pradhama Sambhubhuva Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. I alone taught to that Brahmaji first time as a Vedantic teacher. Dakshina Murti. Not only that, I am the Guru. That means I am the teacher. And Veda is the Pramanam, Shastra. And they are going to know me alone through the Veda. How they are knowing? Through the teacher. Who is the teacher? I am the teacher. Who says? Lord Krishna says. I am alone is in the form of teacher, initiator. I am the initiator of the Vedantic tradition. Then, Ahameva Vedavit. I am only the student also. Vedavit means, when the teacher is imparting the Vedic teaching through the Vedic scripture, and the Sishya who is studying going to know what? Brahma. Vedavit means Brahmavit. Brahmavit. Vedavit means Brahmavit. That Brahmavit is none other than the knower of Brahman is Sishyaha. That Sishya also I am that Sishya also. I am the knower of the Vedas. Every Sishya is going to be the knower of Vedas. What is the Vedas? Paramadhata Vedam Paramartham, what ultimate goal? Knowing the Bhagavan. Therefore, Prameyam means that knowing, you are going to know that object, as though object. Paramatma is the Prameyam, Vastu. Even though he is Aprameyam, first we say you have to know him, you have to know him. So, Prameyam Vastu also Paramatma. Pramanam Vedanta Shastram Pramanam, means of knowledge is also Bhagavan. Krishna says, I am alone. Even the student who is studying also myself only. Therefore, naan thavara yaarume illa. No one is there in the universe other than me. Veda is the pramanam and the prameyam through Veda which you are going to know, prameyam, and the pramata who is the knower of that prameyam through pramanam is also myself. Then come to the first line now. Sarvasya cha hridi sannivishtaha aham. I am residing in the heart of everyone. How I am only the knower, I am only the teacher. Because I am residing in the heart of everyone. Aham hridi sannivishtaha. I am sannivishtaha means seated. I abide. I am seated. Hridi means buddhau. In the heart. I am seated in the heart. So as a teacher, Lord Nirgunam Brahma as Ishvara, Saguna Ishvara. As the Sishya also, Sagunam. So Shastra Pramanam is also Sagunam. All comes under Saguna Ishvara. Now in the first and second line, Nirgunam Brahma, I am seated in the heart, in the buddhi or in the intellect, as a consciousness principle, nirgunam brahma.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo manna taitriyam kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata.
In all kshetrams, in the form of kshetrajnaha, the knower of kshetram, I am. That's what he says. Seated in the heart of everyone, what I do now? Sarvasya cha hrithi sannivishtaha aham. What is my job now? Not only digesting the food. I am the one who is the memory, knowledge and forgetfulness are all from me alone. Mattaha means from me alone. These people, human beings, are smritihi, remembering everything. They have power of remembering, recapitulating memory, smritihi in artham. Since I am residing there in their intellect, for their remembrance, that remembrance is also because of me. From me alone, they are able to remember. That is called smritihi. Then, jnanam, knowledge also. They are getting knowledge because of me, because I am sitting in their intellect. Therefore, adhanaala hridhila, you have to take intellect. Jnanam, it cannot come in that heart. No? Heart means buddhi and artha. Buddhau. Seventh case. Jnana means, jnana represents waking stage. Smritihi represents dream state. Apohanam, forgetfulness. I am residing in their intellect and because of me or from me alone, they are forgetting everything. Now immediately we blame the Lord. See, because of him only I am forgetting everything. And Shankaracharya writes, no. Because of Bhagavan you are not forgetting. Because of your punya you are remembering. Because of your papa you are forgetting. Because of your papa you are forgetting. Punya karmanam. Our punya karma anusarena smritihi bhavati. Jnanam and smritihi. Jnana smriti. Jnanam irukke. Correct exam time we will forget. Jnanam irukke and smriti varla. Jnana smriti punya karma anusarena. Jnana vismriti. Vismriti and apohanam. Jnana vismriti or apohanam because of what? Papa karma anusarena. Whose papa karma? Our own papa karma. So the capacity to suspend that at a given time. Apohana means forgetting. Bhagavan is one who is having the capacity to suspend your knowledge exactly because of your papa. Okay? This isn't all nice to listen, but exact meaning is what na? Philosophical meaning. I am that conscious principle who is available in the presence of thought and in the absence of thoughts. That is the exact meaning we have to take. Vritti bhava abhava sakshina. When you remember your knowledge, that is the presence of thoughts. And you forget, you don't have those thoughts. Jnana vritti is not there. Jnana vritti inner. Vritti means thought. Vritti means thought. Jnana vritti bhava means presence of the thought of knowledge. Every knowledge is in the form of thought. And the thought, knowledge thought is present or absent, you know. That means what? Jnana vritti bhava, presence of the thought of knowledge and absence of that thought of knowledge. And the vritti, jnana vritti abhavaha. Jnana vritti abhava, enakku na marandittan. I know that I have forgotten. I am the witnesser of my vismriti. I am the witnesser of my memory, smriti also. I know that I remember. I know that I don't remember. I know that I remember. I know that I remember. I know is called, I am the witnesser, the sakshi. Vritti bhava, vritti abhava, sakshi rupena aham, hridi sannivishtaha. Very difficult. This is the philosophical meaning. இல்ல புண்ணிய கர்மானுசாரேன பாப கர்மானுசாரேன அதெல்லாம் ஃபார் லௌகிகா பீப்புள். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ட்ரூ. தட் இஸ் வியாபாரிக சத்தியம். இது வந்து பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம். திஸ் இஸ் பிலசாபிக்கல் ஆங்கிள். ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஹவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். ஓகே, யூ ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் ஆல்சோ. திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் த ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ், திஸ் கிராஸ்பிங் ஃபேக்கல்டி, ரிமெம்பரிங் ஃபேக்கல்டி, knowledge faculty, all these faculties are all because of me, the consciousness. Therefore, next Bhagavan says, he is going to 16th, 17th and 18th shloka. Now Bhagavan is entering into the title of this chapter, Purushottama Yoga. Why this chapter is known as Purushottama Yoga? So with this, that Sarvatma Bhava or Brahma, Sarva Brahma Bhava is over. Now, definition of Purushottama, Lord begins here, the 16th shloka onwards up to 18th shloka. We will read the 16th shloka.
Dvavimau Purushau Lokem Kshara-schakshara evacham Kshara-sarvani bhutani Kutastho-kshara-uchyate
So once we understand அஹம் விருத்தி பாவ சாட்சி ரூபேண விருத்தி பாவஹா ஜானாமி, அஹம் சாட்சி ரூபேண விருத்தி அபாவஹா அபி ஜானாமி. வாட் இஸ் த பிரமாணம்னா, இன் டீப் ஸ்லீப் தெர் இஸ் நோ விருத்தி, தெர் இஸ் நோ தாட் அட் ஆல். அஹம் விருத்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர், மம விருத்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர். நான் இருக்கேன்னு தெரியாது, என்னுடையதுன்னு கூட தெரியாது. ஆனாலும் எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு தெரியாதுன்னு எனக்கு தெரியும். எப்படி தெரியும்? ஆஃப்டர் வேக்கிங் அப் யூ சே ஐ டோன்ட் நோ எனி திங், ஐ டு நாட் நோ எனி திங், ஐ ஸ்லெப்ட் வெல். வாட் இஸ் தேர்? விருத்தி அபாவ, தேர்ஃபார் ஐ எம் சாட்சி, ஐ நோ. ஸோ இஃப் ஐ நோ சோஹம், சஹா அஹம், தட் பரமாத்மா அஹம். இஃப் ஐ சே சோஹம், ஐ ஆம் Swami. If I say Dasoham, I am Asami. Soham, I am understanding Nirguna Brahman as myself. If I am not claiming myself as Nirguna Brahman, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am taking myself as this body, mind complex. What will happen? I worship always Ishvara in as a separate entity. So, I am here, victimizer. I am victimized by the world who is victimizing me. And Bhagavan is the one who is savior. This is called Dasoha Bhavana. I am Dasaha to the Lord. Then only He will protect me, He save me. He is the savior. So, Ishvara, Jagat, which is giving problems, and I am saved. No, saved by the Lord from the world. இப்படி எத்தனை இருக்க? மூடு இருக்க இல்லையா? ஈஸ்வர பக், ஈஸ்வர சுவாமி, ஐ எம் பக்தா, வேர்ல்டு விச் இஸ் ட்ரபிளிங் மீ, மூடு இருக்கு. இந்த மூடு இருந்தால் ட்ரையாங்குலர் ஃபார்மேட் அர்த்தம். ஆல் மேக்சிமம் பீப்புள் ஆர் இன் ட்ரையாங்குலர் ஃபார்மேட். ஹவு லாங் அண்ணா? லைஃப் லாங். லைஃப் லாங் தே ஆர் ஆல் இன் ட்ரையாங்குலர் ஃபார்மேட். சாஸ்திர சேஸ் ஃப்ரம் ட்ரையாங்குலர் ஃபார்மேட் யூ கம் டு பைனரி ஃபார்மேட். ஈஸ்வரா அண்ட் மைசெல்ஃப் ஆர் ஆத்மா ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் தட் ஈஸ்வரா அலோன் பர்வேடிங் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ் தென் யூ பிகம் த சுவாமி, நாட் தாசோகம். ட்ரையாங்குலர் ஃபார்மேட்டில் இருந்தால் தாசோகம், ஐ எம் தாசகா, ஐ எம் தாசோகம். பாட்டு பாடின்னு இருப்ப தாசோகம் தாசோகம். பண்டுரி தி கொலு வைய வைய ராமானா, ஐ எம் த பண்டு. அதே தியாகராஜா ஹூ சாங் தென் ஹனுமான் இஸ் த பண்டு, பட் ஹனுமான் ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் ராமா இன் ஹிம் செல்ஃப். ஜீவ புத்தியாத்து துவதம்சகா தேக புத்தியாத்து தாசோஹம். தேக புத்தியா அஹம் தாசகா டு யூ, பட் அட் த சேம் டைம் ஜீவ புத்தியா ஐ ஆம் யூ, பார்ட் ஆஃப் யூ ஓன்லி. ஹனுமான் செட் ஆத்ம புத்தியாத்து துவமேவ அஹம். நம்ம கூட சொல்லணும் அப்படி இல்லையா, ஒரு நாளுக்கு சொல்லணும். அதுக்கு தான் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் தட் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் பகவத்கீதா. Then you can say, I am Soham. Otherwise, Dasoham. Dasoham. Payanangal mudiyave illai. Continues, continues. We have read this shloka, no? Now, 16th shloka. Padichita. Now, meaning I'll give. Very important shlokas, these three shlokas. Charaha cha aksharaha cha eva imau dvau purushau loke. Imau loke, not imau loke, loke itself is in the world, anartham. In the world, dvau purushau இமௌ, த்வௌ புருஷௌ மீன்ஸ் டூ புருஷாஸ். இமௌ த்வௌ புருஷௌ, தீஸ் டூ புருஷாஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் த வேர்ல்ட். வேர்ல்ட் இன் த சென்ஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி பூலோகா, புவர் லோகா, சுவர் லோகா, மகர் லோகா, செவன் அப்பர் லோகாஸ், செவன் லோவர் லோகாஸ், ஃபோர்டீன் லோகாஸ் யூ கேன் டேக். லோக மீன்ஸ் இன் த ஃபோர்டீன் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். இமௌ த்வௌ புருஷௌ, தீஸ் ஆர் த டூ புருஷாஸ். வாட் ஆர் தே? க்ஷரஹா ச அக்ஷரஹா ச. க்ஷர புருஷஹா இஸ் நம்பர் ஒன், அக்ஷர புருஷஹா நம்பர் டூ. க்ஷர மீன்ஸ் த பெரிஷபிள் புருஷ, அக்ஷரஹா மீன்ஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள் புருஷ. திஸ் இஸ் எ வெரி பர்டிகுலர் ஃபார்மேட் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கிவிங். வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த என்டையர் universe, all the lokas you can divide into two, chetana amsha and achetana amsha. First division, chetana amsha, achetana amsha. Chetana and achetana put together ishwaraha. Ishwara you write on the top and put two bifurcations, arrow marks, chetanam, அச்சேதனம். ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு கிவ் 10 பாயிண்ட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் லிஸ்ட். திஸ் சேத்தனம் அண்ட் அச்சேதனம். நம்பர் டூ, சேத்தன அண்டர் சேத்தன யூ கேன் ரைட் பராப்ரக்ருதி, அண்டர் அச்சேதன யூ கேன் ரைட் அபராப்ரக்ருதி. கேர் ஆஃப் செவன்த் சாப்டர். நம்பர் த்ரீ, சேத்தன புருஷா, புருஷா நம்பர் த்ரீ. அண்டர் அச்சேதன யூ கேன் ரைட் பிரகிருதி. அச்சேதனம் இஸ் பிரகிருதி, சேத்தனம் இஸ் புருஷா. 13th சாப்டர், புருஷ பிரகிருதி. ஓகே, பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் ஃபோர், சேத்தனம் இஸ் பிரம்மன், அச்சேதனம் இஸ் மாயா, வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் டு உபனிஷத். பிரம்மன் இஸ் சேத்தனம், மாயா இஸ் அச்சேதனம். Number 5, Chetanam is Nirvikaram. Chetanam Brahma is Nirvikaram. And Achetanam is Savikaram. Savikaram means undergoing modification. Then sixth point is, Chetanam Brahma is Nirgunam. Achetanam Maya Prakriti is Sagunam. These are all very, very important points to grasp the essence of the teaching. Purusha Prakriti place you can write Ardhanarishvara. Ishvara here, Ardhanari, you know, Nari that side, Purusha Prakriti, Ardhanarishvara also you can write. And seventh point is, Chetana is Atma. Atma Chetanam. Seventh point, Atma. Under Chetana you have to write. Chetana is that which is known as Atma. Achetana is known as Anatma. Eighth point, Chetana is known as Sharirin. Sharirin. Achetanam is known as Shariram. Ninth point, Chetanam is known as Dehin. Dehin. Achetanam is known as Dehaha. You can understand, I need not translate all this because you are studying 15th chapter. You have completed all the previous chapters. You are very thorough in all other these words. Last and final one is, Chetanam is Swatantraha. Achetanam is Paratantraha. Swatantraha means dependent, independently existing. Swatantraha, Chetanam. Achetanam is dependently existing. Then these two, Lord Krishna divides into three. This Achetanam, he makes into two again. Chetanam, one list. In the Achetanam list fully, he makes again two divisions. Manifest Achetanam, unmanifest Achetanam. Manifest Achetanam, unmanifest Achetanam. Vyakta Achetanam, Avyakta Achetanam. You can write Avyakta Achetanam first, then Vyakta Achetanam. So how many comes now? Three. Chetanam, Avyakta Achetanam and Vyakta Achetanam. Manifest insentient entity, unmanifest insentient entity and manifest insentient entity. Insentient anna achetanam. Manifest anna vyaktam. That which is visible. Now, achetanam rendu division illiyo. In the avyakta achetanam is called aksharam. Avyakta achetanam is called akshara purushaha. Imperishable purushana. And Vyakta Achetanam is called Kshara Purushaha. Vyakta Achetanam is called Kshara Purushaha. So Achetanam, two divisions, and the two divisions lo unmanifest Achetanam anna, that is Akshara Purushaha. Manifest Achetanam anna Kshara Purushaha. Okay. Now, this is imperishable, Lord Krishna says. Aksharaha, aksharahana imperishable. Imau loke dvau purushaha, akshara purushaha and kshara purushaha. Akshara purushaha is imperishable. Kshara purushaha is perishable. Adepidina, imperishable lana, long time he stays. Maya prakriti, which is avyaktam. Avyakta Achetana Tattvam is Pralayam. Pralayam. Matter in potential form. Then Vyakta Achetana Tattvam is called Srishtihi. இம்பர்மனென்ட் மேட்டர். அவ்யக்த அச்சேதன தத்துவம் பிரளயா ஈஸ் பர்மனென்ட் மேட்டர். போத் ஆர் மேட்டர் பட் பர்மனென்ட் மேட்டர். பர்மனென்ட் மேட்டர். நவ் லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. ஹேவிங் டிவைடெட் திஸ் அச்சேதனம் இன்டு க்ஷர அண்ட் அக்ஷரா டூ புருஷாஸ் க்ஷர புருஷ அண்ட் அக்ஷர புருஷ பட் ஹீ சேஸ் க்ஷரஹ சர்வாணி பூதானி க்ஷரஹ அக்ஷரஹ க்ஷரஹ உச்சதே கூட்டஸ்தஹ அக்ஷரஹ உச்சதே. சர்வாணி பூதானி கம்ஸ் அண்டர் வ்யக்த அச்சேதனம். சர்வாணி பூதானி க்ஷரஹ உச்சதே அண்ட் அக்ஷரஹ கூட்டஸ்தஹ அக்ஷரஹ உச்சதே. ஹியர் ஓன்லி வி ஹாவ் டு கேர்ஃபுல்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஹியர் கூட்டஸ்தஹ மீன்ஸ் மாயான் அர்த்தம். கூட்டவத் திஷ்டதி இதி கூட்டஸ்தஹ வஞ்சன அர்த்தம். கூட்டம் குட்டிலம் வஞ்சனா ஜிம்ஹதா சலம் அர்த்தம். தட் விச் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃப்ளக்சுவேட்டிங். குட்டிலதா வஞ்சனா. சோ கூட்டஸ்தா அக்ஷரஹா உச்சிதே. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் அவ்யக்த மாயா இஸ் எனர்ஜி. இன் இங்கிலீஷ் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு நோ எனர்ஜி இஸ் கால்ட் கூட்டஸ்தா. மேட்டர் இஸ் கால்ட் க்ஷரஹா which is always changing, manifesting in matter, which is in manifest form. So matter and energy, E is equal to mc square, anarthana, unmanifest. Matter in energy in motion is called matter. Matter is charam. Matter in without motion is called energy, is called aksharam. Okay, energy is called aksharam, matter is called aksharam. Okay, this energy which is in motion or locomotion or commotion also many times that which creates energy manifest, it's called matter. Matter in unmanifest form is called energy. This is logically proved, scientifically proved, even Shastra also saying same thing. Okay, Maya is in manifest form and unmanifest form. Avyaktadini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, in one shloka, அவ்யக்த வ்யக்த மத்ய ராத்ரியாகமே பிரலீயந்தேனர். When the night comes, they all go into unmanifest form. When the daytime comes, they all come into manifest form. அஹராகமே, when the daytime comes, they manifest. So whatever manifest is called க்ஷரம், whatever is in potential form is called அக்ஷரம். So what come to உத்தம புருஷா now? By that time, Uttama Purusha says, I won't come now, next week only I will come. So, that we will see. Uttama Purusha is beyond both Charam and Aksharam. It's called Uttama Purusha. Okay. I will take the sloka, I will read. So, time is there.
Uttama Purushastvanyaham பரமாத்மேத்யுதாஹ்ருதஹ யோ லோகம் த்ரயமாவிஷ்ய விபர்த்தவ்யய ஈஶ்வரஹ
அன்யஹ பரமாத்மா உத்தம புருஷஹ இது உதாஹிருதா. அன்யஹா மீன்ஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் டூ க்ஷரா அண்ட் அக்ஷரா. உத்தம புருஷா, தி சுப்ரீம் புருஷா, பரமாத்மா ஈஸ் த சுப்ரீம் புருஷா. இட் இஸ் செட் இன் தட் உபனிஷத்ஸ், பரமாத்மா உத்தம புருஷா இது உதாகிருதா. So, Uttama Purushaha is one who is different from Kshara and Aksharana. What is that Uttama Purushana? He is pervading everything in the world. That we'll see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.